Imagine fleeing your homeland at 13, crossing treacherous deserts with smugglers, all because practicing your faith meant risking execution. This extraordinary journey forms the foundation of Payam Zamani's transformation from refugee to billion-dollar entrepreneur. But what makes his story truly remarkable isn't the rags-to-riches narrative. It's how spiritual principles transformed his understanding of capitalism itself. In a world where trust in traditional business models has eroded, Zamani's journey offers something rare, proof that companies can pursue both profit and purpose without compromising either. His experiences reveal that business, when guided by spiritual principles, might be our most powerful vehicle for positive change. Growing up Baha'i in post-revolution Iran meant living under constant threat. Zamani endured rocks thrown through windows, school harassment, and the execution of family friends. The breaking point came when, after winning a Quran memorization competition, 11-year-old Payam was attacked by classmates while teachers watched. Officials later delivered an ultimatum: renounce your faith or leave town. These experiences strengthened values that would later define his business philosophy: unity, equality, and service to humanity. Persecution taught Zamani that optimism could flourish even in darkness, resilience that would later help him weather entrepreneurial challenges. By 13, Zamani was already running multiple businesses in Iran, reproducing cleaning products, working at his brother's computer shop, and bootlegging Western music. With university banned for Baha'is and military conscription looming, his future looked bleak. The final straw came when his guitar teacher was imprisoned on false charges and returned broken. His escape was harrowing: a tense bus ride across the emptiness desert, separating from his mother without goodbye, racing across borders at night, and nearly dying of dehydration in treacherous mountains. After 3 days, he reached Pakistan, where wall carvings from previous Baha'i refugees showed he was part of a river of refugees flowing out of Iran. This desert crossing became the defining metaphor of Zamani's life, teaching him that even the most daunting obstacles could be overcome with persistence and faith. Arriving in America with limited English, Zamani faced classic immigrant challenges: isolation, poverty, and cultural disorientation. At Modesto High School, classmates thought he was mute until he explained no English. Despite working 60-hour minimum wage weeks while maintaining a 4.0 GPA, he felt grateful, not disadvantaged, simply because no one persecuted him for his faith. His Americanization pivoted during a karate class when he broke a board after shifting his mindset: I believe I can, and therefore I can. This optimism became his core philosophy, embodying the American dream. Though years from official citizenship, he realized, that's when I became an American. His immigrant experience taught him something crucial about entrepreneurship. When you've already risked everything for freedom, typical entrepreneurial fears, failure, rejection, financial insecurity, seem trivial. Having crossed a literal desert, metaphorical ones lost their power to intimidate. Zamani's breakthrough came with AutoWeb, one of the first online car marketplaces. Despite 150 dealer rejections, he persisted, inspired by Colonel Sanders' 1,000 rejections before KFC's success. His innovative lead generation model allowed multiple dealers per market, multiplying revenue potential. By March 1999, AutoWeb went public at a $1.2 billion valuation, making 28-year-old Zamani worth over $200 million. The triumph was fleeting. A board-hired CEO transformed the profitable company into a money-losing operation through misguided brand building. When Zamani objected, executives dismissed him as having founder's disease. His next venture, Purple Tie, aimed to revolutionize dry cleaning with online ordering and eco-friendly methods. Despite 67% profit margins and Nordstrom partnerships, the 2001 tech bubble burst halted additional funding. Rather than abandoning ship, Zamani honored all commitments, personally covering lease terminations and ensuring customers received their garments. These failures taught him that conventional capitalism often prioritizes unsustainable growth over long-term value. The $1.2 billion AutoWeb valuation was ultimately like vapor in a desert, which the thirsty dreameth to be water, an illusion benefiting Wall Street rather than creating lasting value. By 2014, despite building another successful company in Reply.com, Zamani felt spiritually disconnected from his work. He questioned why companies couldn't contribute to a better world instead of perpetuating inequality. His perspective shifted after attending a Baha'i conference where he met Guya, who shared similar experiences from revolutionary Iran. Their marriage redirected his focus from business to love. After resigning from Reply.com, Zamani had a revelation at a conference where nonprofit leaders seamlessly integrated service with professional life. He questioned why for-profits represented greed while nonprofits stood for betterment, wondering if these distinctions could be blurred. When Reply.com later faced financial troubles, rather than just selling the company, Zamani decided to buy it himself, personally guaranteeing the loan with his wife's support. He vowed to never raise venture capital again, prioritizing sustainability over growth. This decision birthed what he calls spiritual capitalism, business guided by principles rather than pure profit. After buying back Reply.com, renamed BuyerLink, Zamani built One Planet Group to test whether business could pair profitability with positive impact. The company operates on six core principles: unity, intention, independence, love, truthfulness, and justice, with love as the radical centerpiece extending to all stakeholders, including competitors. The results are compelling. One Planet maintains employee retention 5 times higher than Silicon Valley norms, commits to investing at least 60% in companies run by women and/or people of color, currently 79%, and donates about 20% of profits to nonprofit causes. Rather than traditional holiday parties, they host holidays with a purpose where employees support specific causes. They enforce a no-gossip policy and offer paid Baha'i holy days for community service. This approach has yielded remarkable business results. BuyerLink grew sevenfold, and AutoWeb returned to profitability within 30 days of acquisition. The Better Business Bureau's recognition of One Planet as the Bay Area's most ethical company validates Zamani's belief that ethics and profitability naturally align when guided by higher principles. Meaningful growth emerges from deliberately stepping beyond comfort zones. Zamani's summit of Mount Kilimanjaro became a pivotal moment that shifted his perspective on leadership and potential. His pursuit of a pilot's license reinforced his worldview. Soaring above artificial boundaries embodied his belief in transcending conventional limitations. Now he faces perhaps his most personal challenge, learning to swim. This fear stems from deep family trauma. His grandfather was drowned for his Baha'i faith, making this not just a physical challenge, but an emotional reconciliation with his heritage. What desert are you crossing? What limitations have you accepted that might actually be self-imposed? Zamani's journey reminds us that our greatest growth comes from challenge, not comfort, from service, not security. When we align our actions with deeper principles, we discover that purpose and profit are natural partners in creating a better world. The true desert we must cross is internal, the space between who we are and who we're capable of becoming when guided by love rather than fear.